USA Radio News.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
President Trump at the White House saying he misspoke yesterday when at a press conference he had said that he didn't know why Russia would hack the election when he meant to say wouldn't hack the election. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. All three major stock indicators were up, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average being up 55 points to close the day at 25,119. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The president is still receiving a lot of flack from his press conference yesterday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both Democrats and Republicans have criticized President Trump, but Senator Rand Paul has one question for all of us.
I think we need to take a step back and ask ourselves, is it good to have conversation with your adversaries? Is it good to have open lines of communications with Russia? You know, in the worst part of the Cold War, probably during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kennedy had a direct line to Khrushchev. We had an ambassador in Russia. We had an ambassador in Russia even during the years of Stalin. So I think having open lines of communication is very important for avoiding war. And I think that's what I would see this meeting as, is renewing engagement and renewing open lines of conversation.
The corporate owners of the Mandalay Bay Casino filed a suit against the victims of last year's Las Vegas concert mass shooting, claiming it had no liability for the massacre. That's according to a published report yesterday. MGM International went to court yesterday and said the claims against the hotel giant must be dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump met with lawmakers today on Capitol Hill. Now, shortly after his press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump also sat down with Fox News' Sean Hannity to discuss how he thinks things went in Russia.
Well, I think we're doing really well with Russia as of today. I thought we were doing horribly before today. Really, I mean horribly, dangerously.
It was that big, that dramatic today.
Oh, I think it was great today, but I think it was really bad 5 hours ago. I think we really had a potential problem. Don't forget, we're two nuclear nations. 90% of the nuclear power in the world between these two nations. And we've had a phony witch hunt deal drive us apart.
President Trump expands more on his meeting with Putin.
We had a very long meeting, and it was a good meeting. We discussed so many different things, including nuclear, including war and peace, including economic, Syria, Ukraine. We discussed many, many things. And at the end of a long period of time, I mean, it was really a long, it was just the two of us and interpreters. And at the end of this meeting, I think we really came to a lot of good conclusions. A really good conclusion for Israel, something very strong. He's a believer in Israel. He's a fan of Bibi, and really helping him a lot, and will help him a lot, which is good for all of us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.